Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a great week. I hope that you are feeling the change in your lifestyle, just a little growth, you know. I'm sure that you are. I'm sure that you are thinking before you speak negatively. Things that would normally roll off your tongue is now slower. Small or big, progress is progress. We always hear the phrase, they are old and stuck in their ways. Talking about old people, and they are, but it shouldn't matter how old you are. There's no excuses. No excuses to remain the same. We, you know, should all be constantly aging, not only physically, but most importantly, mentally. So today we will be talking about growing pains. Life is so interesting. It's so many different stages and levels. We don't know at what particular time that anything will happen. We all know that growth, you know, is mandatory. We've outgrown shoes. We have all needed a bigger size. But did we know that our feet grew? Or did we just have to try on our current pair of shoes and determine that we needed an upgrade? That's the same with mental growth and maturity. We don't know how much we have grown until we are tested, until we get ready to put our current shoes on and they no longer fit. You realize that your response in an old situation is not the same response you would give now. Growth, maturity, mental strength. Our mind isn't given enough praise. We are really smart. We have plenty of book sense. Look, I can't even get it out. We have plenty of book sense, but no common sense. And that's just an insider from last week's episodes. But we all are highly intelligent. We have multiple talents and gifts, and we, you know, have the heart of our father, but we must use it. We can have all the sense in the world and not use any of it. How many things do we have in our closet that we don't use? From clothing, electronics, games, figures, newspapers. How much stuff do we have and we don't use it? It will be a shame for us not to grow at the proper rate because we, you know, aren't responding the way we should, or we aren't offering grace as our Father offers us. And imagine not growing. When we were kids, how bad did we want to be taller to reach this, or older because we wanted to stay up later? We all have been there. It actually frustrated us that we weren't old enough to do this or to do that. Like, I would get really upset. I'm a crybaby. I cry about everything, and not too much because I hear the giggles, but listen. But we, you know, I would get so upset, and we would too, you know, just because we couldn't do things at a certain time. But due to those restrictions, we, you know, weren't allowed to do things. Why aren't we upset now? We have no restrictions. How much peace are we missing out on? How many opportunities are we missing out on because we don't want to experience the pain, the growing pains? My previous bishop would always say if wrinkled clothes could scream, they would when being ironed. As an iron, of course, it gets extremely hot and you have to go over the same spot over and over and over until the wrinkles are all gone. We don't think about it in that sense, but it sounds pretty painful. And that's the same with us growing. It causes discomfort. We have to adjust. And I know it's hard, but we have to adjust. And guess what? The place where the most wrinkles are tends to be the toughest. And how painful is that? It hurts to remove things, you know, we like. We are crushed when an athlete retires or our favorite work friend changes jobs. And these are small in comparison to us and our actual lives. But imagine having to, you know, stop doing something that you have been doing for years. Or in my case, imagine not knowing how many wrinkles you actually have and then having to remove them on the fly. I have been going at an accelerated speed for these last few weeks. I told you in previous episodes, it seems like everything I say, I will have to experience. And it's okay, of course, because it's growing pains and I have tough weeks. It doesn't always feel good. However, we must grow. It's said that your possibilities rise as you get older. Wisdom often comes with age, and as we get older, we start to count how many times we have bumped our heads, and we tend to stop doing that so much. You know, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And we all have a good head on our shoulders. I don't care what people have said or how many times they have said it. You are special, and you are here right now for a reason. So you are on the right track. And as we, you know, with all things, and I will always say, movement, any movement, a little movement, is better than none at all. So So we have to continue to move despite the level of uneasiness. No one has it all figured out. No one has it together. No one is 100% mature. There's no one on this earth that is 100% mature. Let's just get that out there. But I was speaking to a wise lady. There are wise people. I was speaking to a wise lady the other day. She is in her 70s. And I was telling her how I was trying to figure it out. And, you know, I'm just walking with my eyes closed. And she said that we will never have it all figured out. There are stages that we enter and leave in our life. And there's lessons behind everything. So as a 70-year-old lady, she is at a point where she is trying to find herself again. But how beautiful is that? This lady has experienced a lot thus far, and even at her age, she is still looking to gain more talents. That was a lesson for me. We all always have to grow, and we should always be open to change and open to teachable moments. It doesn't matter where the lessons are coming from, even from kids. She said that her son taught her a lot. So, you know, we should always be open to teachable moments. I was talking to a friend the other day, because that's all I do is talk. But I was talking to a friend, and she was saying that she always finds herself in the same particular situation and how irritated she gets when this happens. And I told her that sometimes, or a lot of times, most times, we will repeat the same test until we pass it. So however we respond, if it's not the correct response, then we will have to repeat the course. The point of a test is to see what you have learned. Everything is a lesson. So don't think of something as a negative that keeps following you around. Just sit back and examine the situation. You know who we are. You know who we are. We are root diggers. So we have to sit back and think and start to dig. Why does this situation make me feel this way? Why do we respond this way when it happens? Is there a reasonable solution that's fair? What is the best, you know, way for you to pass this test? How can we pass this test and move on? These are questions that needs to be asked. Just digging. And as much as it may hurt, it will be so worth it. The healing from deep wounds that you have encountered for years, that exhale, you know, you will be able to permanently release that negative energy permanently once you heal, not a bandage. You know, bandages, you will, you know, spiral out every time you, you know, go through that situation again. But healing from it, you can go through that same, I'm telling you, you can go through that same situation over and over. The lessons, that you passed the test already, you know what it is going to end to. So listen, we just have to continue to release and heal so we can, you know, let go of that negative energy. As kids, we can't wait to grow up. You know, we can't wait to grow up. But as we grow up, we must continue to grow up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another week. We thank you for life, and we thank you for our beautiful, unique minds. Lord, we ask that we continue to grow. We pray that we see the blessing in every lesson that we receive. We pray that you continue to bless us with knowledge, wisdom, discernment, peace, and love. We pray for those that are in jail. We pray for a hedge of protection around them. And we pray that we all draw closer towards you. We love you and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Good people, as always, this was amazing. I thank you all for tuning in, of course, to listen to the show. Again, don't pass me by. No, I'm just kidding. You can pass me by. No, don't. Like and rate the show. Rate and share. Just do something to let me know that, again, I'm helping your goldfish. Homework for this week. You know what? I let y'all slip a few weeks ago, and so we're going to do it this week. We were talking about just not being so much. We have to release the guilty pleasures, not put so much into them. We were also talking about fasting in that episode. This is all going to help. So, you know, growing pains, you know, fasting is a part of growing up. We have to have self-discipline. We have to have self-control. I know that this is kind of, you know, going backwards, but sometimes we got to move, you know, backwards to go forward. Anyhow. Fasting. We are going to restrict ourselves from something this week, whether it's food for X amount of hours, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's social media, whatever it is, you know that you need to, you know, take some time away from it. So this week, that's so big. That's enough. We're just going to, you know, do it once or at least once, at least once. Of course, do it as many times as your spirit is led, but at least once. Okay, I'm done. Good people. I told y'all I talk a lot. I will see y'all next week. Until next time.